Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 158, the first episode of 2014.
Yeah, Richard, yeah. Woo!
Which really wasn't supposed to happen, but as Zuck has it, we have a blizzard going on in New York City right now. I think it's blizzard Hercules. So I got a snow day from work, and I'm here sitting in my PJs. And I
they figured, name blizzards?
I didn't know that either. I thought that's why I was about to say hurricane, but it's not hurricane.
That's, I feel like you wait. Okay, so if you're still alive and still doing podcasts and still have electricity and internet, then somebody fucked up naming it Blizzard Hercules. Right? Like, if you name something Blizzard Hercules, I expect that to be one BAMF of a blizzard. That's not, let's go in my basement, report a podcast, and hang out in PJs all day.
Not in the basement, but I would also say that New York City is pretty decently equipped to handle snow. So usually when we have major snowstorms, we don't use power or anything like that. I think we got about a foot of snow. I think more than the snow, it was really just the high wind and the low temperatures. It feels about, I think they said something like 0 to -2 degrees.
Again, okay, fine, but don't name it Blizzard Hercules.
I assume they name these things ahead of time. It's just like hurricanes with a name in alphabetical order. Well, I assume it's like hurricanes. Like I said, I've never actually heard them name it before. I just know I've seen the name Hercules batted around for this one often. So that's what we're going with. So, yeah, we spent the safe 10 minutes still trying to discover a topic to talk about. And we'll get to that in a second. I guess I should introduce who's here this week. We have Sam.
Hello.
And we have Martin.
Happy New Year.
Woo, don't sound too excited. New year, new you, as they say.
Yeah. Sort of.
Be the change you want to be, as they say.
No, oh, I'm doing that pretty well. I got that part figured out.
I've always
Happy New Year.
I always thought New Year's resolutions were weird. Why wait for one day to decide that you want to change? But
because
I usually just don't make resolutions. It's way better.
Yeah, but people do because in their head they're like, "Oh, that's a date that I can start this. I'm gonna." I don't know. It's a way to justify procrastination, which I understand perfectly.
Well, you don't need a way to justify procrastination. I mean, that's the point of procrastination, is to find any reason not to do something.
Yeah, but most people feel guilty about procrastinating, Earl. I don't know if maybe that's just a normal thing in your life. Don't know.
Yeah. why do today what you could put off till tomorrow?
Yeah,
exactly.
But yes, we aren't talking about procrastination, nor are we talking about New Year's resolutions this week.
I mean, we can,
but none of us have any.
Done. Podcast over. Thank you for listening to Nerds on the Rocks episode
158.
There you go.
I guess, to be fair, I did put up some type of resolution on the website, and one of those resolutions was actually to kind of have more discussion about alcohol on the website, because we are named after booze in a manner of speaking. On the Rocks, it's how you take a drink.
So
that's where the name comes from.
I actually didn't know that either. I'm in that same boat. I was thinking uplifting, encouraging New Year's resolution, drink more so that you can talk about drinking more.
It's a great one. I can keep it, no problem. But yeah, part of it is that even though we're named after alcohol and a lot of the features on the site are named after booze or a bar in some fashion, we actually don't talk about it a lot on the site. The only thing that we kind of have consistently...
Clearly. I mean, we didn't even know.
You folks didn't know, but...
All right. I'm going to write something for that website one day. I don't know what. I'll figure it out. Just for fun. Sorry, I'm just rambling now. Feel free to...
But yes,
53, cut that out. All right.
So we're going to kick off this game.
But maybe you'll hear it.
We were going to talk about drinking game. But as I discovered while we were coming up with this, Martin and Sam actually aren't fans of drinking games. And we're going to kick it off there and have them explain why they don't enjoy drinking games.
Alcohol is bad for you and you should avoid it at all costs.
Okay, that's BS. We know you drink. You don't like to be forced to drink.
And you should always go to church 5 days a week and sex will kill you. And anyway, I don't like drinking games because I don't like somebody else trying to force me to drink is the idea. And I know that's the whole point of drinking games. That's why people play them. But I don't like the idea of somebody else controlling the amount that I'm drinking because I like feeling in control of myself when I do drink. So, I mean, part of it, I guess, is that I've been in a relationship for 5 years, and when you've been in a relationship for a while, you kind of have to control how much you drink for certain other reasons, depending on the company, I suppose. I mean, or not. I don't know what I'm like when I'm super drunk, to be fair. And also, I take sleeping medication to fall asleep. So if I drink too much and then take that, which when you're drunk, you don't always make great decisions. So if I drink too much and then take my sleeping medications, I will wake up dead. Or not wake up dead.
Yeah, let's say you won't wake up.
Or not wake up at all.
Well, I mean, I'm sure. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Martin.
Yeah, kind of the same old. Well, let's say it this way. I don't drink that much in general, to be honest. It's like, when I drink, it's kind of a rare occasion. And if I do, I'm always trying to be in control, just like Sam, I guess. So I'm trying to be very aware about how much I actually drink, and being part of a drinking game is kind of detrimental to that. So yeah, I don't like being forced to drink, and usually I don't need a drinking game to have fun and drink. I mean, that just comes naturally, usually.
We're going to get kicked off at Nerds on the Rocks, by the way. I think that's a requirement to be on Fox part.
I was going to say that you're both just weak people.
Yes, that is true.
Because apparently you folks can't play any drinking games if your big problem is that you get drunk. Because you can play great drinking games without drinking that much.
And I mentioned that I'm not good at games either.
You're not But that would be a problem for somebody who does video game journalism.
No, it's not. If you ever followed video game journalism, we're all pretty terrible at games. It is true, though. It's because when your life revolves around playing a whole lot of different games, you're never going to be as good as, say, the kid that only buys Call of Duty or Halo in a year, and that's what he spends all his time on. So there is a logical reason as to why games journalists aren't very good at games for the most part. And I thought that's just a funny thing to look at. So, yes. True fact. Games journalists, not good at games. Drinking true games? Fact. I don't know. They're all pretty good at drinking for the most part. In fact, it
but
is
But are they good at drinking games?
I don't think I've ever played a drinking game with my games journalism friends, so...
Have you Okay, let's just rewind before we come back. Have you folks ever played a drinking game?
Yes.
Which ones?
Beer pong. Cards Against Humanity before while drinking, kind of?
Technically, isn't a drinking game. But
it isn't, but we made it one.
Yeah. I guess that we could talk about proper drinking games. Like, beer pong's a drinking game. Like, there's no other reason to play beer pong.
Yeah, that's like all I do. And then occasionally, like, Mario Kart once, but only once for a reason, I guess. Yeah. So, not a ton.
Martin?
Yeah, I played one or two. I don't have the best recollection of those, to be honest, though.
So, Bear Pong, Sip Cup, Battle Shot, Asshole, Kings, none of that?
No. You can name a lot of stuff, but it doesn't necessarily ring a bell for me, though.
Well, beer pong, I think beer pong is the most traditional one, the one that most people play.
Yeah, and but that one's fun. I like beer pong because it's fun outside of the concept of just drinking. Well, like, there's a challenge to it. It's like playing basketball in a way.
Yeah.
But playing basketball for someone who isn't super athletic or tall.
And it's also one of the few games where you can, if you do well, you don't actually drink that much or drink at all if you're dependent on the house rules.
Sure. I mean, I'm usually the guy that ends up in his underwear or under the table, like, singing songs for a whole round, but we play with weird rules sometimes.
Apparently so. I was about to say, how drunk do you get, but those are the rules for
you? Yeah, it's not the drunk I get. No, yeah. It depends where you are, and, you know, it helps that I'm in college, but occasionally with certain groups of people. Like, one rule is if you miss the table completely, you have to take all of your clothes off to your underwear, and that happened to me too often.
How do you... Well,
I'm not very good. We've been over this already.
I get that, but even then, I would at least aim for the table.
Well, I aim for the table. Maybe I should try not, but I aim for it.
Usually these are big picnic tables. They're on tiny tables.
We have, like, the official... I don't know what official beer pong means, but everybody I played with whips out, like, an official beer pong table, so...
Yeah, there's official beer pong tables. It's standard length and standard width.
Yeah, that's where I sit under. When you sit... The sit under rule, by the way, is if you go an entire round without making a cup, which happens to me every once in a while.
Well, yeah. Just taking off the shows for missing the table.
Maybe you see, I don't like drinking games very much. Starting to form a pattern here.
Fifth cup is the one that is pretty much what it says. There's usually something you need to drink, and you finish it, and then you flip the cup.
Ooh, exciting.
It is. I mean, it's one of those games that I think it's when you expand it, it's nothing special. But basically, because it's basically a race around the table, because depending on what rules you play with and who you play with, the longer it takes, your friends start to beat you in the back. Like, they start smacking you in the back. And you can end up drinking a lot. If you kind of drink and go, you know, it's pretty quick. It's actually one of the games that actually does favor you losing, though. Because depending on what games you play, you only drink once and you can be eliminated from your team if your team loses. So, I mean, you can kind of play once and get out first round. Usually, if the person was terrible, you keep them around because you want somebody who can't play as you know, the competition whittles down and stuff like that. Assholes and Kings are card games, and that I can imagine you two wouldn't be fans of because there's really no way to avoid drinking in a card game because it's all chance.
Yeah. Again, those are games that revolve around drinking is the primary activity, which is why I'm not a fan of them.
Yes, they are drinking games,
I mean. Also based on chance, which is already bad.
I mean, I might be better off based on chance than skill, apparently, but I at least have fun playing beer pong.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, you don't have to, like, if it's in control, you can drink in moderation while playing a drinking game. Like, you don't have, like, I mean, overall, usually you don't.
How long has it been since you were in college, Earl?
It's been a while.
That you necessarily can drink in moderation while playing a drinking game in college.
You can. It's all about self-control.
No, it takes work and cheesing it, because maybe my friends are assholes or something, but...
Well, most friends are assholes when you
drink. Yeah, yeah.
That's the point. But that doesn't matter if you're playing a drinking game or not. Your friends are assholes. And I mean this openly. My friends, I always joke with my friends, there's certain friends I hate drinking with because I know no matter what, I'm going to go and say, I'm not going to drink that much. I'm going to have a good time. And I end up the guy who forgets half the night and leaves his stuff at the bar, which has happened way too often for my liking. But it's something I've also left in the past. Because, I enjoy being in control, and I don't mind playing a couple of rounds and then saying, you know what, I'm going to sit this one out for a couple of rounds, I'll watch you play or whatever, and, you know, get in water and sober enough for a bit. I guess the other half of the drinking games, as Sam was alluding to before, is kind of games... are things you kind of turn into a drinking game in some fashion. Like I was saying before, one of the biggest and longest running features on our site is 151 Proof Movies, which is where we take a bad movie and turn it into a drinking game every week.
You turn it into a great movie.
Yes, it is. I mean, the original concept behind that and the reason we kind of mixed it, the original concept was to drink until a bad movie became good.
Oh, gosh.
The problem with that is it doesn't necessarily mean the movie ever becomes good.
Yeah, so that might kill you.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily happen for every movie.
Yeah, so we decided to switch it around when we had set rules, and you just kind of drank throughout it. So it doesn't matter how the movie turns out. Because, I think one of the first movies, and it's a rule on the site, it's called Rubber Nipple, and that was to determine, like, if you ever watched the movie and that was so bad that we didn't want to watch it anymore, you would call it, and then you would drink until the movie became tolerable or you passed out. We don't use it like that anymore, though. It really does kind of hurt after a while. We don't do it on the site as often. But we do it with, I used to do it with friends, especially in college. Sam mentioned like Mario Kart. Mario Party was a huge one that we used to turn into a drinking game. It's very easy to turn into a drinking game. I would say that It is the best video game drinking game you can have. It's a slow-paced game, so you always have time to drink. There's an element of chance, and there's also an element of skill, so you kind of get both of those camps in there. And you can always kind of screw over a friend if you want to make sure that person drinks. So we had different rules for that. I would recommend, in my experience, not to do any first-person shooters.
That sounds reasonable.
Yes.
Because your aim is not going to improve.
No, not at all. And it's really confusing when you're trying to move in the first person and everything's moving on the screen.
I can recommend not to play MOBA games or games that your teammates actually need you to do things.
I would probably recommend not doing any online games unless it's for friends who know you're drunk.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to screw up people who don't know that you're not going to play to your best abilities, Bob.
I played Hearthstone drunk once. But it was alright.
Apparently you weren't drunk enough. I've done Mario Kart. Mario Kart isn't as conducive to it because there's really no way to pause the game. And we would do it during naps, so that was basically kind of the punishment and reward system, is that you had to drink for every position you were past one, so if you were first, you didn't drink, if you were second, you didn't drink.
Oh gosh, Thank God for blue shells, I suppose.
That doesn't really help much, because Mario Kart, as easy as people may say it is, it's not a game you can control with one hand that well. So you have to be quick on the draw. What else have we done? I'm sure I've done a lot of games. Card games are also a big one. Board games are a big one. You mentioned Cards Against Humanity. That's a big one. Anything where there's a win and fail state is pretty simple because you have if you do well, you don't drink. If you do poor, you drink.
Yeah, but for that, the win and fail state shouldn't be too far apart. I mean, time-wise. If it's that takes, like, 2 hours to play, it's not going to be a great drinking game.
Well, it depends on how much you're drinking. And when I mean win and fail state, I mean something that, like, Cards Against Humanity is based on rounds, so your win and fail state is, you know, it comes, like, every 2 minutes. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Something like Monopoly, where the win state is really the end of the game.
That's what I meant. If you're playing for 2 hours, and then after 2 hours, someone has to take one shot, that's not going to be a good drinking game.
Well, not that you can change it. You know, like, if you land on somebody else's property, they can make you drink. If you buy something, you can, you know, stuff like that. If anything, in my experience, anything can be turned into a drinking game if you have the creativity to do it.
If you put enough effort into it, you can get drunk with every game.
That reminds me, Bomberman, huge one that we play with my friends. That's a great drinking game.
I don't know. For me, it's usually even turning something into a drinking game is not much fun. I just have games that I enjoy playing while drinking with my friends. And those are usually more, let's say, quick and simple board games. And actually, my favorites are probably the ones that involve bluffing or deduction, because the drunker you get, you usually get worse at both.
Oh yes, bullshit's a good one. I like bullshit in general. I don't know if that's the name you folks call it.
What's called?
Bullshit. It's a card game.
Yeah, right? I know what you're talking about. I haven't played it in a long time, but I know what game you're talking about.
Basically, it's a card game where you try to get rid of your cards by lying to your friends as best as possible.
I played it on Neopets all the time. It was called Cheat there.
Okay, there we go. Neopets.
You learn something new every day.
Did you guys ever play RuneScape?
Nope. Just,
all right, then. That kills that conversation. Don't worry about it. Good on you for not.
I saw RuneScape once on Twitch. I was confused, and then I closed the tab.
Yeah, I think I see it often at Nickelodeon or something like that. It's like, isn't it a PC game for kids?
I mean, when I played it, I was a kid. Yeah, it's 10 years, at least 10 years old at this point. Was one of the most popular free-to-play games in the world for a while. It may still be, actually. It's just because it's an all-encompassing, all-around-the-world game. the very definition of, like, clickbait. Not clickbait, that's an article. What word am I looking for? you know Cookie Clicker, that game?
Yeah.
It's perfectly making fun of RuneScape. It's directly, like, you have mining skills and other skills that you level up, and you just click on trees to cut wood to level up your wood cutting skill, and click on rocks to level up your rock cutting skill. And it takes, something like 200 hours to reach level 99 in a skill of just straight grinding out that skill. So it's the worst kind of RPG in all of its leveling up mechanics, and it was 4 years of my life.
Why the fuck is it always one of the most streamed games on Twitch, then? I don't get it.
Because there is a fun aspect to it. It's just the leveling up system was crazy unbalanced toward amount of time spent. Now, granted, if you spent money on it, you could speed up that process a little bit, so it helped. But it still had a very long curve, a gameplay feedback loop. I can't think of words, but anyway. It took a long time to level up. Once you get into it, the player versus player combat is actually really fun and can get kind of deep, because there's a section of the world where you go and everything you bring to it, you drop and the other guy picks up. And so sometimes you've got these battles where people have like half of all of their items on and are out in a risk everything or nothing situation. It makes for fun combat, but it's very long and slow to get there. And it's free, which is why so many people play it.
So I have two games that I enjoy with my friends when we're drinking. And one of those games, I don't know...
We're related to drinking, I just...
I don't know... This one game, it's called Cockroach Poker. And it might actually be kind of similar to what you guys were talking about. Because you basically just have a deck of cards with different insects on them. Or, well, it's not just insects, but like... Icky insects and animals.
Icky,
yeah.
Insects.
So
it's
the cuddly type of insects.
So it's cockroaches and spiders and bats and stuff like that. And the aim of the game basically is the whole deck will be divided among the players, and you just pick one of your cards, you shove it over to one of the other players, and then you just say what's on this card without the other player actually knowing what's on it, because it's face down, and that player just decides if he or she believes you or not. And depending on if he or she is right, he or she either gets or doesn't get the card. And as soon as you have multiple of one kind, like I think it's four. I haven't played in a while. I think as soon as you have four of one of the kinds, like four cockroaches, then you lose. Everyone else wins. So it's pretty easy. And if you give a card over to that other player, that player can also just decide to look at the card and then continue to shove this card over to a different player and either say the same as the player before or change it up. So yeah, very simple, like, bluffing game where actually collecting sets is bad for you.
Huh, interesting.
Mm. Yeah. And the other one I really enjoy is Masquerade, which is a game where everyone just has one card in front of them, and that card is a role. So you can be the king, or the queen, or the witch, and stuff like that. And every character has one special ability. So, and the aim for you is it to actually collect 11 coins. Then you win. You start off with 6. So, and... at the beginning of the game, everyone gets their card, then it's in front of them, then it's turned around, and then for 4 rounds, people will switch the cards. So you take the card of a different player and your card under the table, and you either switch them or you don't, and then you put them back. So after those 4 rounds, no one actually really knows which card they have in front of them. But to actually get those coins, you have to use the special abilities of your character. So you have to claim to be a specific character to use the special ability. For example, the queen always gets 2 coins. So I can say, I'm the queen and everyone believes you. You take two coins. But other people can just challenge you and say, no, I'm the queen. And then everyone, both of them have to turn around the cards. And the player who actually isn't the queen has to pay a fine. And the other player would actually get to use a special ability if he actually is the queen. So the fun thing is, since no one actually knows who's who, you can just claim to be anything as long as people believe you are that. And that actually makes the whole thing fun. And it's not just that you can use your own card, basically say you are something, but you also have the possibility to use your round to actually look at your card, or you can use your round to exchange your card with someone else. And that's why this game is more fun when you're drinking, because after a while, people will no longer be able to remember who is who, and claiming to be a specific person becomes easier and easier.
So what we learned is that your favorite drinking games is when you get to lie to your friends.
Yes. Antwo's the best? I don't know.
I don't lie to my friends. I tell them nothing but the truth, the whole truth. And
mm-hmm.
I don't, yeah.
The games about lying are great. That's also like why, like, Werewolf, for example, would also be
that's
suggest.
That's a great game, but that's a terrible drinking game because those rounds are long and there's really no way to confirm anything until the end.
Oh, that's right. I told you before that Werewolf wouldn't be my favorite, but like a variation of it called The Resistance, I would say, is great.
Yeah.
Where the rounds are like really quick, like 5 minutes tops.
Yeah. I guess you two would be the worst people to ask. I mean, you kind of hinted at this. I mean, ideally you want a drinking game where you drink often, but not too often. You don't want something where you're literally chugging. Like I mentioned one before, I've never played because I'm not stupid, and I don't like getting really drunk.
Called out anybody who likes this game.
Yes, and they know who they are. it's called
they
Battle
know it.
It's called Battle Shots, which
Uh-oh,
is basically battleships.
I know what this is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's battleships, but instead of you know, pegs, you have shots. So if somebody hits your ship, you have to drink that shot. And if I remember Battleship, you have something like 12 pieces on the board.
Right. If you watered down the shots, that would be interesting. But I just like Battleship, so...
Yeah, but even still...
I don't like drinking shots, so...
No, I mean, drinking shots isn't bad. I think drinking a lot of shots
is
terrible.
I can see that.
Also, depending on the shots. Like, I hate tequila, for example. If someone would make me drink tequila, I would say no.
Yeah, I mean, well, usually you bring your own stuff, and I'm sure there are stuff you don't mind taking shots of. Like, I have no problem taking shots of rum or vodka. Whiskey, tequila, not a huge fan of. I wouldn't do that. Gin, I prefer mixed. I don't like gin straight up.
Vodka is usually fine. Even rum, I'm not sure about.
Yeah, it depends. But, yeah, that's not one I would play. Wow, I had some other ones that I was thinking about. Technically, these aren't, I guess, I don't know if these count as drinking games, but Edward Forty Hands, Power Hour, I don't know if you two have said that before.
No.
I've only heard about it, but...
Yeah,
Power Hour is basically you take a shot of beer for an hour, which doesn't seem that bad until you realize it's about, I think it works out to 5 to 6 beers in that hour. And Edward Forty Hands is pretty much what it says. You tape 2 40s to your hand and you can't do anything until you finish both of them. Which isn't that fun when you have to pee.
Yeah, I just imagine it's not fun most of the time. But
well,
there's a reason this is a bad podcast for me.
I mean, you could take your time, but the problem
not,
is as
not.
Soon as you have to pee, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do stuff, you just have to be really creative about it. you really learn to master the jumping system.
You could also always ask someone to help you out.
You could. That's
yeah.
Or if you want...
Hey, man, I need you to shake it. And
if you have decent enough friends, you can usually maybe ask to finish one ahead of time and you untape that one. And then keep your other hand taped until you finish that 40.
Yeah, that game sounds terrible.
It's not a game, it's the way of life.
For you, maybe.
Oh, that's not. I've already done the egg. I think I've already done the egg 3 times.
Only 3 times. Okay.
I don't even know if this...
I would assume that one of these things is like, I did it once and never again, and now you're telling me you did it only 3 times.
Oh, there were some terrible things I did when I used to drink as a college student. My least favorite, and I've done this way too often, is what they call it. It's called the Chili Willy, which is you take a
you take
a shot glass and you flip it upside down, and you pour like vodka on the bottom rim of it, and then you snort it, and
ouch!
Yeah, I know it burns like hell. I did that about a dozen times. I don't do that.
Why?
Why?
Because you always want to push the boundaries that your friends will engage in. Not what most people
No, I don't. No. It's not a thing people do.
No, it's not a thing people do. This is what I got treated to for my 21st birthday, so... yeah.
I know people that they have themselves like... I'm not sure. It's the English word that is like sherbet? To snort sherbet? I'm not sure if that's the right word.
Like ice cream?
No. It's like, you know, sometimes I have like candy which has like this pulver in it, which is like sprinkly and shit.
Oh, like a fun dip.
Yeah, and to snort that stuff that's inside of it.
Oh, that just sounds... I mean, it's
a different color when you sneeze. I've had my friends do that before. They're weird.
That's also really bad, and it hurts.
Get it? I mean, I can't really say anything. Like I said, I was dumb and stupid in college. I don't do any of that stuff anymore. It's one of the reasons I actually do the drinking game is to moderate. Like, I enjoy drinking, but this moderates it. It's like I drink once a week. I get it out of my system for a week, and then I'm good to go. So when I don't do it, it usually means I'm going out with friends or I'm going away. It was just... I enjoy drinking games, especially and I still do it with my friends. I've always enjoyed it just because I've always found the notion of drinking to be kind of boring and tedious on its own. So games have always kind of been a way for me to just kind of spruce it up a bit and add some type of challenge to it.
See, I kind of get that, but the way I get around that is I drink and play video games, not play drinking games. Like, you can drink while doing other things. It's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel if honestly speaking, if I was to, and this is just gonna make me sound terrible, like if I was to just drink to watch a movie, which I do from time to time, not often because most of the movies I watch during the week are actually good, but it's usually it would be like one beer for like not for like 2 hours compared to when I actually have a drinking game and it's like okay, I'm drinking this much because I'm kind of forced to. So I guess in my mind, it's like I'm going to personally moderate myself because I'm not going to spend. Because if I'm drinking on my own, if I'm drinking on its own, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. And even that's even true if you go out with me. I don't drink a lot when I go out, partially because of those days where I used to get really messed up and I hated people taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to like say if and I don't and again I am completely, like I said, I prefer being completely in control, and usually speaking, one of the drinks I like to drink when I go out is vodka Sprite, and one of the reasons I do that is because it looks like water, so after a while, you switch to water, and nobody will really call you on it because you've been drinking vodka Sprite all night, and nobody's going to ask to try your drink if it's the same thing you've always had.
All right.
Stuff like that. So yeah, I agree with you too. I prefer being in control. I like the moderation, but I prefer policing myself in a different way than not engaging in these drinking games. Even though I also would say I don't play it all the time. Like there, because I have some friends who I honestly don't know when or how they enjoy these drinking games. But every time we do something, they have a new one. They tried out last week, and everybody needs to try now or something like that. Like we were playing one. a couple of weeks ago, and I went to visit my friend's housewarming party, and it was like Fib Cup meets Beer Pong, where you have to kind of get the ball into your cup after you drink it, and if you don't, the person can knock over your cup, and you have to take another. So basically, you could be drinking this entire time and trying to get the ball into the cup while somebody's knocking over your cup if they finish in time. It's really just hectic and messy, and there were cups all over the place and stuff like that. But it was fun.
If you say so.
I will always say so. I mean, I honestly think I don't think I have any bad experience playing drinking games. I also think because I don't think I've ever really gotten that. I was gonna say I don't think I've ever really gotten that many drinking games. But again, I think it's because I just kind of stopped after a while.
I have seen people get really messed up playing.
Oh, I've seen
games,
a lot of
so.
People. like when Sam mentioned taking off his shirt and like going on to the table, I had flashbacks of friends I had in college, and they did that because they got really, really wasted.
No, I was mostly sober when that happened. It's a lot more awkward, actually. You're self-conscious about it.
When you said it, because I had a friend, I swear, I used to ask him, does he not own any shirts? Every time I see him, he's topless. He's like, no, I was playing Beer Pong, and I took it off, and I'm like, why?
Well, when you spend a lot of time in your body, sometimes it just happens. You know, it's just like, the shirt was on, and now it just disintegrated. I don't know, man.
I know. Ricardo's super douches.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you...
Than we looked before.
I guess you're one of those people who just misses the table on purpose so you can take off your shirt. Oh man, I missed
out.
The table.
Whoops. My bad, guys.
And in the wrong direction, Sam. Oh, damn it. I guess I'll take off my shirt.
Right now. Brat.
I usually try to take off my pants. Works better.
I will say this, but I don't take off any clothes when drinking because I find that weird.
Yeah, I see why. Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, okay, I think we're going to wrap.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. It's about time.
So, yeah, like I said, this is an impromptu podcast. We're back next week with our full Gauntlet of podcast. Will be doing, I think, our final part of our Game of the Year countdown since we didn't get to do it at the end of last year. So this will cover everything from, I guess, July to the end of the year. And it should be up on Monday. And next week on Nerds on the Rocks, the show we were going to come back to is going to be our year in preview, where we get video games, movies, TV shows, comic books, anything that's coming out in 2014 that we're excited for or not so excited for. Like that Ninja Turtles movie, which I forgot about until today.
Wait, oh, I'm excited for that, but not for a good reason.
Yeah, Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that one! Fuck.
Yeah,
am I weird that I like some Michael Bay movies? Pain and Gain was one of my favorite movies last year.
Bay has made good movies.
It's a legitimate answer to good Michael Bay movies.
Yeah, the problem with Michael Bay is Michael Bay has become obsessed with the Michael Bay style. So
yeah.
His movies, like now he just makes ridiculously over the top and overblown productions. And I don't think Pain
also,
and Gain.
Also, he tries to put in his own humor, which is never a good idea, apparently.
Yeah, like, I feel like he wasn't. I could be mistaken, but was he director of Pain and Gain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. He made Pain and Gain. That is his movie.
Okay, I know he was involved in it, but they say did so much to avoid using his name during marketing.
I thought pop. I don't know. Maybe you just block his name out whenever you see it because the Transformers movies or something. I don't.
Well, even before the Transformers movies, I mean, stuff like Bad Boys 2 was kind of over the top and silly.
Yep. Bad Boys also pretty good.
No, the first Bad Boys, great buddy cop film.
Yeah.
Second one, eh.
Yep, Pain and Gain, director Michael Bay, right here.
Yeah. And just like, and then he has like this thing where he seems to have a thing against black people, gay people, women, and pretty much any race that isn't like white males who are super muscular.
I mean, there's a black guy right here in Pain and Gain on the.
And The Rock is a goofy character in that. Like usually,
I didn't say The Rock's not the black guy. There's an actual other black guy who's. Maybe it makes sense that I don't remember his name, but I don't remember anybody's name. That's not really fair. I don't remember character names very easily, and I don't remember, like, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get where you're coming from. Yes, he is definitely a sexist person. I just attribute that to his target audience, not necessarily straight up sexism. Like, Michael Bay, if you listen to interviews with him, he knows who he's making movies for. He is making movies for teenage males. So it makes sense that that's what teenage males are going to go to a movie theater to see. You know, they're not – no, they're not always politically correct or sometimes sexist, but – wow, I'm talking myself into a corner here, and I should probably just stop. But for what he is trying to do, that style makes more sense than other things.
Yeah, I was about to say, because, and not as a defense, but I was thinking about this yesterday. I have a lot of free time at work, and I was thinking about, like, everybody hates the Transformers movies, but everybody has seen the Transformers movies to hate them, which means he won.
Yeah.
We all checked
whoa. I have an excuse. So, I legitimately watched the first one.
And the first one was
yeah. kind of all right.
I was going to say, I like 1 and 3. 3 is all
and
right.
And for the second and third one, I was invited to them during birthdays. So I kind of had to go with the birthday boy thing.
I would say I don't like you that much. You know,
yeah.
But
so, I don't know. The third one was a Call of Duty movie. It was all right as a ride, you know.
I was bored as hell.
Yeah, I think the problem with his films is that they're so loud and bombastic that everything it just kind of becomes noise.
By the end, I did not care about anything that was happening.
Yeah, because it's like everything's happening all the time that you don't get. Like, that's a good action movie, and we kind of had this discussion with the Die Hard film, is that it needs its eaves, and it needs to kind of cool down for a bit that you catch your breath. Yeah. Some type of plot progression, and then you go back. Him is like, action scene. Okay, we need an action scene here. Okay, action scene. Okay, we got an action scene coming up. Okay, action scene.
And then we need a 45-minute action sequence.
Oh my gosh. Is it Transformers 2 that has...
I'm not seeing the downside here sometimes.
If you want to see a jam-packed action film that actually gets how the stuff works in like storytelling also put in there and how drama works and actually suspense, then watch The Raid.
Stop watching Michael Bay movies. You go to Michael Bay movies because they are... But you know what? There's a certain childish... I don't know.
I think childish is the right word.
Yes, it's definitely childish, but I can appreciate it from that standpoint. Like, sometimes I'm in the mood to go to a movie and see actions, fast cars, hot girls, and robots fight.
And that's why I like the Fast and Five.
Fast and Furious films are kind of...
That's true.
Both are pretty good.
Fast and Furious movies are a lot better, yes.
Yeah, but they're also smart enough to stop and give you time with these characters. Like, even that movie knows, like, okay, we're going to have a scene where these guys just hang out in a shop talking nonsense.
They seem to be pretty self-aware.
Yeah, I think they kind of got self-aware after, like, we're kind of the stupid movie, let's just go with that.
Yeah,
that can work. Michael Bay is that he's self-aware and self-indulgent.
Why didn't we just talk about this the whole podcast? Actually, I have stuff to say here.
Because we'll get to this as we go throughout the year. We have a lot of podcasts signed up, and one of them that we have signed up is Genre Talks. And I think action movies are going to be a big part of that because action movies, I think, are something that's easy to do but hard to get right because you don't want an action film.
No, they're actually not easy to do. They're one of the hardest things to do.
It's easy enough to say, okay, we're going to have a fight sequence here. We're going to have a fight sequence. As far as, like, structure in an action movie, it's easy to do. But, like, making it an enjoyable thing for an hour and a half is really tough.
Yeah, that's why I say it's hard.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't think there are that many great action films.
No, there isn't, because I think... Okay, it's rough, I assume this snowstorm's going to do a dance on my already fragile internet. Okay, all right, so,
go Hercules!
Go Hercules. But yes, like I said, we'll be back next week with our year in preview. We will also, I guess in two weeks will be our awards week. We'll have our Dual Wielding Game of the Year podcast, and we will have our Nerds on the Rocks. We are dropping Watch This Shit Bitches Awards this year because I don't think we have enough people who are interested in movies to do a movie-only podcast, which I always thought was weird in general. But this year we're going to do a more general-purpose award show. We'll give out awards to video games, movies, television, comic books. I would say music, but honestly, I don't care enough. Stuff like that. So that will all be in 2 weeks. And also check out the website. It's Hanna-Barbera Month on the website, which means that Which, in theory, just means that we're just going to do a bunch of Hanna-Barbera movies for drinking games. Starting this week with the Flintstones. We have the Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, Yogi
More like
Bear.
The Flintstones. Yeah. Is that what you said?
No, it isn't. But
well, that,
no.
There's name your segment.
No, we already have a very, very terrible punny name.
All right, all right.
It's like Jenna Barbary, something weird they said. It's really just a very convoluted name.
Yeah, convoluted puns are terrible puns, though. They're also great terrible, but anyway, I'm already...
But yes, we're also going to have a Hanna-Barbera podcast. I don't know how much these people know about that, because I assume Hanna-Barbera wasn't really that big of a thing growing up for you.
I didn't know what Hanna-Barbera was, but I watched the Flintstones and Scooby-Doo.
I'm sure you probably know the company, because they're still big now. Like, they did a lot of the cartoon stuff.
I have seen a lot of Hanna-Barbera.
Well, yeah, you're the same age as you're around the same age as me, so we grew up with that stuff. But
yeah.
He's like a decade behind us.
Well, one of my favorites was probably one of the least known,
which is
I don't know the English name. It's the one with the speaking shark.
Shark. Oh, Jabba Jar.
Yeah, Jabba Jar. Yeah.
Jab, 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 Jabba Jar.
I really enjoyed Jabba Jar.
Yes, the rock band, the musical group that was underwater and had a talking shark as their lead guitarist, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Exactly. That was awesome.
Yeah, they had that in Josie and the Pussycat. I guess it's the 60s where you can turn people into bands. Archie had a band. Stuff like that. One of my favorites, and we will end here because we will talk about this in a couple of weeks. One of my favorites was Wacky Races.
Oh yeah, Wacky Races was also great.
Yes.
I didn't gravitate towards the real popular ones like Flintstones and stuff, but Wacky Races, Jabba Jar, and stuff like that was more what I enjoyed. I think the even weirder stuff, I guess.
Yeah, like, there was stuff I gravitated towards. A lot of it was just stuff that premiered during my... Not premiered, but a lot of it was, like, stuff that rerun on Cartoon Network during its early years. So a lot of that stuff, the Smurfs, the Snorks, Jabba Jaw, Josie and the Pussycat, Scooby-Doo, Space Ghost, Top Cat, all of that stuff was stuff I kind of...
Although, I have to say, from the newer stuff, I also kind of liked Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo is good stuff. Dexter's Laboratory. They didn't do the Powerpuff Girls, did they?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they did the Powerpuff Girls.
I never got into Powerpuff Girls.
But yeah, like I said, they kind of stopped, I guess. But yeah, they've been around for a long time, and they've done a lot of amazing cartoons. So we will be doing that podcast, which will be me and three guys saying I didn't watch that.
Although Scooby-Doo was.
You should just change the name of this podcast. I didn't see that. To be honest, it'd probably be a more accurate name.
Although Scooby-Doo was great, that was popular, and I still think we should totally review the WWE Scooby-Doo crossover thing.
Oh, we're going to, trust me, that is going to be consumed at some point this year. Yes, that will, but sadly that will not be part of Hanna-Barbera month, because it's not out until March, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I will probably also be talking about some of the shows on the site. I don't really know how. I am going to watch Scooby-Doo Mystery Inc. That's on Netflix, if you want to check that out. That's the most recent Scooby-Doo series. Anyhow, for Sam, Martin, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 158.
Bye.
Love you, Zane.
Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. They were thoughtful and kind, and they invited me to drink, a lone human among the hobbit kind. They bought me a half, then another, and one more, and told stories of days long gone by. The brew was strong, my glass never empty, as if time stood still and bare. But when I woke the next morning, I felt like old Smaug had been there. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. all have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. You may wonder how it all happened. Well, I'm still wondering what happened to who. I had tea, dinner, and supper. Quite full, I thought I was through. But they insisted I come to the flagon and drink to the health of new friends. But when I got there, I made more hobbit friends, and the toast seemed never to end. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. When the sun arose the next morning, and I lifted my head from my drool, there were beer mugs spilled on the tables, and hobbits lying next to their stools. A young hobbit lass grinned across the barroom and nudged each of my new hobbit friends. And then, sometime after second breakfast, we all started drinking again. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. I left Hobbiton a few days later. My head, it was swollen and sore. It felt like a dwarven anvil after a terrible war. I don't think I'll ever recover from the food, the drink, and the cheer. And I swear I'll never drink with hobbits again, at least till I see them next year. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. No, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all.